Hello. Hello. It's time. It's time to connect the dots. Yeah, this is BDS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. The Radio Free America. This is your host, Tom Anderson speaking. Listen, let's connect the dots. Some people are complaining about the opening ceremony at the Paris Olympics. Some of the things they're doing there are definitely satanic and ungodly. Making a mockery of the Last Supper with the drag queens playing Jesus Christ and the disciples. And Dionysus, the god of the drunken people or something like that. And all kinds of other unbelievable satanic things. Some of them I didn't see, but I've been hearing about them, people complaining on the internet, the pale horse riding, a mechanical pale horse resembling kind of a reenactment of what's in the Book of the Revelation. You know, if you ever read a book of the Bible, the last book called the Book of the Revelation, there's a lot of things they are giving reference to the time we're in right now. And some of these things were being, we were being reminded of with the opening ceremonies at the Paris Olympics. And of course, it's the dark forces bragging about how they're still controlling our world. And a lot of people are getting impatient. You know, I've mentioned it before about the Galactic Confederation, our friendly brothers and sisters from other parts of the universe that are here, supposedly helping us remove all the evil. But they keep moving the goalposts down, and we're all getting tired of waiting, you know, and people are starting to complain, you know, if you visit the portal and visit the comments, I'm not the only one complaining, other people are complaining too. Stop kicking the can down the road, stop moving the goalposts, stop telling us, okay, we got rid of that, the giant spiders, we got rid of the reptilians, we got rid of the Dracos, did this, did that, but we're still suffering on the planet, on the surface of the planet. You know, as individuals, we're doing our best to put our best foot forward, to be friendly and loving and kind, but the dark forces are unrelenting. They're not letting up. And the final conclusion of all this is supposed to be the event. Bring it on now. We don't want to wait any more to see anything else happening. We've seen enough. We know evil's still here, controlling our governments and stuff. We want the event to happen. Don't worry about whether the humanity can handle it. We can handle it. Believe me, what we can't handle is allowing this thing to drag out any longer, and we're tired of it. You know, unfortunately, I doubt if they listen to my radio show, the Galactic Confederation, you know. They're busy doing their own thing, and sure, we thank them for all they're doing and that stuff, but they're not being responsive to our complaints. I don't think they even know we're complaining, you know. I mean, they don't understand, you know. We have that kind of corrupt, uncaring government already, so what are you offering us? You know, you kind of resemble the people you're getting rid of, you know, unresponsive. And we want responsive people in charge of things. And that's why we're all annoyed. And this Paris Olympics is just further annoyingness, along with the Ukrainian war and the Gaza slaughterhouse and all the other crap going on, Sudan suffering, and the list goes on and on. We're tired of this shit, you know? That's right, I can say words like that on internet radio. That's why it's Radio Free America. And, you know, something else somebody said, yeah, there's a bull across the pond at one of the ceremony sites representing evil again. And, the list goes on and on. And maybe it's here to wake us up, but I think we've been woken up enough already. And then we got this presidential thing going on here in America. And what's interesting to note is that neither one of the political parties are offering any real solutions to anything that will be beneficial for the middle class and poor people, which are the majority of the population in America. And that's, you know, all they're doing is talking about donating more money to my campaign, and yeah, the other guy is no effing good, and you're a crook. No, you're a crook. And, you know, this is the political party system that the Democrats and the Republicans, the two big parties that wrongfully rule America. They keep us in the logjam. They keep us playing this game, us versus them. You can't have everyone getting along if you keep playing the game, us versus them, you know? Politics should not be a football game or a baseball game, my team against your team. You know, it shouldn't be like that. Political representatives are supposed to be doing something for their constituents. You know, the people that elected them, they're supposed to be serving them, doing something for them. Instead, they all go to Washington, and all they do is do favors for the rich people, because that's what their whole job turns out to be. Every day, there's rich people knocking at their door looking for favors. And, of course, there's a million ways to bribe elected political officials, a million ways to bribe them. And when they catch one, you know, he becomes or she becomes a scapegoat. Everybody else goes merrily along, continually collecting bribe money every day of their existence in the U.S. Congress. Come tell me it's not like that, and you couldn't prove it otherwise. But that's the way it is. And that's why I say they're fraudulent. I want way more reasons than that. But why do you want to be supportive, go out on election day and cast your vote for either one of those two crooked political parties, the ones that have caused all the problems we have here in America? They caused them because they allowed it to happen, because they listened to the people with the money and they really weren't concerned about the common people. And, you know, Congress has been a log jam. Just look at the voting records for decades and decades and decades. The U.S. Congress is a log jam, you know? One party owns half the electors and the elected people, and the other party owns the other half of the elected people, and they never can get a majority to agree on anything unless there's bribe money to go all around. And then that bribe money isn't there to help you, the average person, the average American, or the poor people. It's there to get favors for the elite, so the ones with the money can make more money. And why do you want to support that? Any candidate besides a Republican or Democratic candidate is a better choice, better chance of them doing something for you. And in fact, because the Congress is pretty much evenly divided between the Republicans and Democrats. An independent candidate would be the best for the American people, because he won't have to pledge allegiance to his party and play along with them. You know, and that's the bottom line. Come November, this is, look, it doesn't, I don't have to be super person to understand and know, because I do pay attention to everything going on. This will be the last U.S. presidential election as we know them. Any elections in the future will be different. This is the last of these type of elections. Get it? This is the last U.S. presidential election. For God's sakes, fellow Americans, have some guts, grow a backbone or something, and don't vote for these criminals. The Democrats and the Republicans have created every evil thing in America. If they didn't invent it, they looked the other way and allowed it to manifest. Don't you understand that? They stole, they put the nails in the coffin on the original U.S. government in 1871. Look it up. They created the U.S. Constitution. And from that point on, we were going to get used and abused. They created the IRS, an agency that doesn't, it's a foreign agency. Look it up. They created all kinds of bad things. They ruined the American auto industry with stupid regulations. Yeah. The Democrats and Republicans ruined the U.S. auto industry. We were the, you know, we had the best cars in the world and everybody wanted them. Now we have more Americans driving foreign cars. And why is that? It's the Democrats and the Republicans. How dare you vote for a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate? And listen, you, Trump lovers, Trump is not Superman. He's not God. He doesn't have any brain power to figure out anything original. And all he's talking about is Biden and Camilla. And he's offering the people nothing, talking, going back to redo his, he's going to finish the wall. But he, you know, he ain't going to finish the wall because he doesn't know how to get the Congress to agree to anything. He's a total failure when it comes to getting the Democrats and Republicans together. Total failure. Why would you want to vote for a total failure? We need a president who can get the Democrats and Republicans, the crooked political people, even though they are crooked, we still can get them to get along and do something for the general public. It takes ingenuity to do that. And Camilla and the rest of the donkeys don't know how to do that, and Trump doesn't know how to do that either. So if you vote for either one of those people, they're going to have more of the same, more of the logjam, more of the politicians stabbing you in the back, making your life more difficult, taking away your rights, because that's what the elite want. Don't you understand? Go watch the movie 1984. They tell you in that movie what the reality is. The wars are kept going all the time to keep the people in stressful situations and easily control them and give them a million and one excuses to take all your rights away. And that's where it is today, you know? It's all the governments are oppressed, including the U.S. federal government. They're an oppressive organization. And the Democrats and Republicans are in bed with the oppressive world leaders. And if you elect another Democrat or another Republican presidential candidate, I don't care who they are, They are going to side with their party, and they aren't going to do crap for you. And just look what's going on now. Neither one of these candidates are saying anything that's really meaningful and going to be helpful to the middle class or poor people. None of them are. And it's not going to change. You know, have some guts at the election booth and vote for anyone besides these two clowns, and don't worry about it. It doesn't matter either one of them who gets elected, and we know they're going to cheat because none of them are talking about changing the machines, electronic machines that you can cheat with. And, of course, they got all the other remedies for cheating, too, but the biggest cheating is dealing with the electronic machines. And not one party is talking about changing them, which proves both parties are planning on winning the next election by cheating. That's it. Look at all the money they're sucking from you. And they're not going to give that back to you. They're not going to do anything for you. As soon as they get elected, all they do is meet with the other wealthy people to collect more money in their pockets. This is how it works. You know, if you want a president that can get the Congress to do something, to work together and do something for the people, it can't be a Democrat or a Republican. Is that clear enough? If, you know, although it's hard to say, this coming election, if you vote for the Democrat presidential candidate or the Republican presidential candidate, you are a friggin' traitor. That's right. Because either one of those groups are going to help destroy America, no matter who gets elected. Trump is not going to save the world. I mean, if you really examine him, I told you, he's got no brain power. He's got no real solutions. And he doesn't know how to pick people he can trust, and he doesn't know how to get the Democrats and Republicans to get along, you know? And certainly, Kamala sounds like a professional woman wrestler or something, Kamala. But she ain't going to be able to do it either. You know, come on, talk about an undesirable president. I mean, when she was a prosecutor, she co-conspirated with the police and stuff like that to withhold evidence at trials so they could victimize innocent people just to make their record look good for prosecutions. What kind of a dirtbag person is that? I mean, let's talk it real, you know? And Trump, he's a billionaire. What the hell does he know about you, the common man? Nothing. Well, I'm just going to end this by saying, look, there's only really one candidate knows how to solve all these problems and get everybody to get along and in the works, and that's 2020 President Tom Edison.com. That's me. I use the same website as I did in the last election. That's why the website is 2020 President Tom Edison.com. That's right. Hey, you can get there easily. Can't remember to type it in. Go to BBS Radio. Go to my show Saturday night. Connect the dots on Station 1 at 8 p.m. Central Time. And click on the name of the show, and you can get to everything else that I'm doing. Videos, Twitter. Hey, that's it, you know? But the only reason I'm saying this, look, it isn't going to happen for me unless the people are willing to get off their ass and support a real person. I'm the common man candidate. I'm the guy who knows how to get people to get along and agree with each other. I'm the person who knows how to solve the border problem. I'm the person who has dozens and dozens of real solutions for common people and poor people because I grew up among them. I am one of them. I still live below the poverty line, you know? So if you're not willing to vote for one of your own kind, a common person, what kind of a traitor are you? You're going to vote for elites, you know? I mean, that's what these people who run with the Democrats or Republicans for a presidential candidate, they're elites. They're above you. They're filthy rich. And they wouldn't know what to do for you if somebody told them. And they don't want to know what anybody tells them. They got their own ideas what they want to do. And it has to do with ego or money, either one or the other. So, I mean, because I'm a write-in candidate, my name isn't going to be up there on the ballot. But you can, you know, I have a legal right to run as a write-in candidate. Just write my name in, simple, Tom Anderson, on election day. And I'm asking all Democrats and Republican registered voters to do that. Turn your back on the big political parties that are controlled by world corporations and filthy rich people. Because if you're an average common person like me, those political parties aren't going to do anything for you. They just lie to you, try to tell you what they think you want to hear, and con you into voting for them. And they give you the old stupid kind of, well, you better vote for the least of the two evils. No, that's following their stupid dead-end plan. And the world controllers want it like that. They want the American people in deadlock and suffering and losing their rights. You know, that's what the world controllers want. They want the border left open. They want every dirtbag in the world to make it to America and suck the freebies that we, the hardworking people, have to pay for. Only an intelligent, common man person knows how to stop these things. In fact, I'll tell you the truth. You don't have to look hard. All the solutions to all the world's problems are known. So why aren't the Democrats and Republicans putting these solutions into action? Well, I just explained to you. They're criminals. They're crooks. They're owned by the elites of the world. They're owned by the corporations. And that's where their allegiance is. And that's why you are not only a traitor, you are insane come this November, and you vote again after I've told you all the things why you shouldn't vote for these criminals. And they're criminals, you know? They're all part of the U.S. corporation, which put the real United States of America on the back burner back in 1871. Plus, he had all the other bad things that happened, you know? CIA shouldn't even exist. Who allowed that to happen, Democrats or Republicans? We don't need a CIA, really. We don't need sending all our jobs to foreign countries because they can use their slave labor to make the products cheaper. Who allowed that to happen, Democrats or Republicans? You know? We shouldn't be allowing other countries to be selling their cheap-made cars in our America when we could actually make better cars. They wouldn't cost them much. It's all the stupid government regulations. Again, that's a subversive plot from the world controllers to destroy American manufacturing. And they succeeded at doing that. And Democrats and Republicans play along with that. That's why you have to be crazy. That shit crazy out of your mind to vote for another Democrat or Republican presidential candidate. You really do. And stop this fantasy with Trump the Superman. He's not. You know? And he's got, doesn't have the brain power to do what needs to be done. All he knows how to do is write executive orders. And as he proved in his first 4 years as president, that's all he can do, you know? And he'll get fought at everything he ever tries because it's a continuation of the ongoing and never-ending battle between Democrats and Republicans. You can't have a nation divided against itself, you know? And so that's why you shouldn't vote for Democrats or Republicans anymore at the federal level. Sure, the parties aren't going to disappear, and they'll always be running elections in states and stuff, but at the federal level, you need to vote for someone who is not a Democrat or Republican, because anybody else would do better than those two candidates running. because they're hooked in with criminal parties, you know? When you play along with the criminals, that makes you a criminal too. They're criminals in their own separate ways. Yeah, Trump's criminal too. And he's not Superman, and Kamala, she's a criminal, you know? And most of the people in those parties are criminals. That's a fact, and nobody can prove otherwise. So why do you want to support these unethical criminals by voting for them so they can keep the charade going, you know, us versus them? And you'll hear it for the next 4 years. They'll be saying, oh, the Democrats, they're all their fault. Oh, it's the Republicans, it's all their fault. Why do you want to participate in this stupid game? It's been played out long enough. And it's not going to end until you end, stop participating in their stupid us versus them game. And stop believing anything they tell you, because they're all liars. You know? The best thing you can do is turn your back. All Democrats, turn your back on your party and don't vote for them. All Republicans, turn your back on your party and don't vote for their presidential candidate. Anybody but those two will do a better job of getting the Democrats and Republicans, you know, in the House of Representatives and the Senate to get along and work for better things. So much for that. Well, it's important to understand that these satanic overtones in the Paris Olympics, it's being done on purpose. That is one of the specialties of the dark forces. They love to shove it in your face, like, hey, this is how bad and evil we are. What are you going to do with that? Of course, the politicians don't do anything about these things. They allow it to continue. And who's which one of these politicians are really speaking out about the adrenochrome, the satanic worshiping, kidnapping of children for slaughter, and selling their body parts and sucking their blood to make the adrenochrome, you know, the blood of the young children, adrenochrome. It's an evil thing, you know? And it's going on still. And where are the politicians talking about it? I don't hear Trump talking about it. I don't hear Kamala talking about it. You want to vote for these people? Want to pretend this is not happening? And what about the something simple like chemtrails? How come the Democrats or Republicans, none of them in the whole Congress, are talking about the chemtrails? You know, the poison spread in the air that we all have to breathe in, it's affecting us all. It's affecting them too. Are they that friggin' stupid that they're going to keep silent and allow it to continue? They and their families are all picking up poisonous particles every day. The chemtrail planes are flying out there, and which is almost every day in some areas. Why isn't anybody speaking about this? You know, why is anybody speaking about the weather manipulation by the military causing excessive rain and flooding everywhere? And by the way, I know the solution. If it rains 40 days and 40 nights, if you have proper flood control, it isn't going to matter. But don't count on the Army Corps of Engineers. They have limited thinking. And that's what, you know, they won't be able to handle a situation like that. Meanwhile, individuals like me who know the real solution to this, it's called ingenuity and planning ahead, you know? And the only way I'm going to get to do this, that's why you would want me to be the president, because that's the only way I'll have access to. Over the years, I've contacted towns, I've contacted states, and absolutely no response. Apparently, nobody in government cares about flooding and the suffering it causes for people. I mean, it's insane, but that's how unresponsive they are in government. They just don't give a damn. And they have no ethics, and they have no conception of what, hey, somebody has a solution to this, well, that would be great, you know? No response. And who do we have the one for that? Democrats and Republicans, because all the people in government are basically Democrats and Republicans. You know, I mean, it's the last election this November. Just take my word for it. I have the insider information, and I'm the only one talking about it. This is the last U.S. presidential election as we know it to be. Because don't forget, next year, sometime next year, the our galactic brothers and sisters, the people from other planets, are going to physically land here, like something out of a science fiction movie. And they're going to round up, they have their own police forces, and they're going to round up all the evil people we hate. And most of the politicians, probably all around the world, all the bad people, unethical, and they're going to take them off of our world. And that'll be the final roundup of all the remaining evil. It's going to happen right after the event. You know, the event will happen in the first half of 2025. They narrowed it down for us. You know, I wish it would happen next week so we can move forward and we don't have to deal with this crap. You know, let me tell you something, how important it is to have a real decent human being as the next president of the United States, because when these people from other worlds, other galaxies, other planets land on our planet, you know, they're going to land in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately, they're going to talk to a bunch of criminals in the White House. Maybe the police, it'll have their police forces with them and arrest them on the spot. But if you think the crooked politicians, the Democrats and Republicans, and a president of either one of those parties is going to truly represent the American people, God forbid. But these... you know, this is how important it is to have an ethical-minded and knowledgeable president of the United States. That's why I'm running, because I'm one of those people. I know about the aliens are landing. I know about the good ones, the bad ones. I know about all the bad things going on. I know who all the players are, and I know the power of suggestion, and I've become an authority with the power of suggestion. But I still need responsive help, you the listeners. You know, you need to get in touch with me. To find out how to do that, go to my radio show at BBS. Internet Radio, go to my show, Saturday, 8 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots, and you can find out how to get in touch with me. Now, if you know, I know there's got to be more than five people listening to me, but if all of you are unresponsive and are not willing to take a stand and not willing to help somebody who knows the way out of this to end the us versus them game being played by the Democrats and Republicans who are all controlled by the New World Order elites, if you're not willing to help save America in that way, you know, look yourself in the mirror. I mean, what kind of person are you, you know? It's important to be responsible. I've got the game plan how to begin to end all this insanity that we have been playing along with. Stop complying to the corrupt governments of America and the world. Stop complying to the rich people telling you what to do. And I said it before, I'll say it again. The first thing all of you people listening to my advice can do is stop wearing your seatbelt in your car. That's an oppressive law. You don't need a seatbelt. You know, if you're paying attention to the driving and everything around you, you don't need a seatbelt. You've allowed yourself to be bullied by government with the threat of a ticket or something like that to and brainwash to, like, as soon as you get in the car, put your seatbelt on. That's brainwashing. If you have any brains in your head, you know you don't need a seatbelt. But the fear of getting a ticket, which is really quite easy to avoid, if you're aware of where you're driving, you see a cop and he pulls up next to you, well, put the seatbelt on then so he can't look in your car and pull you over for not having your seatbelt on. And as soon as he leaves, take it off. You don't automatically do it because corrupt government told you to do that. And that's it. Take off the damn seatbelt. Show some backbone, you know? That'll be the beginning, but you need to go further than that. You need to show up at the election in November in the U.S. and not vote for a Republican or Democrat, or you're just helping the status quo continue, which will translate into a logjam, you know? You don't want a logjam in Congress again. It's been like that for decades. And it's not going to change unless the presidency changes into an independent person that doesn't owe his allegiance to one party or the other. He can be the unifier. Nobody in the Democrat Party and nobody in the Republican Party can be a unifier. It's just common sense. That's the way it is. But I wish that some of my audience members would get in touch with me and say, yeah, I'm willing to help you take a stand in this next election. You know, I'm talking common sense. There's no reason why everybody who goes out to vote doesn't vote for me. If you just listen to some common sense and stop being a brainwashed puppet of the Democrats or Republicans. They've brainwashed you over the decades saying you have to vote for one party or the other, and they've gone out of their way to stifle and sort of fourth party things like making the rules so ridiculous. The only reason I have a chance because as a Reagan candidate, I don't have to all those obligations, and that's why I'm the best choice, easiest to win the election. They don't even keep track of that. You believe that? Those egotistic Republicans and Democrats, they don't even bother to keep track of who's running as a write-in. That's how smug they are, you know? But let's show them differently that that's going to be cause them to lose the election because they're not paying attention to what's going on and can be done. But if nobody responds to my game plan here, if nobody wants to take a stand to break this chain of sin that's upon the American government, you know, it's not going to happen. I can't do it myself. Yeah. It's time for all us good people to stand up together. So, you know, some of you out there, let me know I've gotten through to you with the message. Or, you know, even email me and say, okay, I like what you're saying, but admit it, you're chicken to do anything. And that'll be okay, too. But whatever you do, don't vote for a Democrat or Republican in November. And start finding out. Listen, audience. Start finding out what's happening. Go to the portal. Find out about this landing of ETs. It's going to happen in the first half of 2025. And there's a lot of reasons it has to happen by a certain time. But you have to do your own investigation for that. But I've done mine, and it is going to happen, you know? And stupidly, unfortunately, they know a lot about us, these extraterrestrials. They've been monitoring us for years. But they don't understand how crooked these crooks are, how good they are at lying. And, when they land, they think they're going to go to the governments and work things out. So they're going to be some of the most evil, corrupt people on the face of this planet. They know who some of the the big evil ones already, and they plan to arrest them. They have a police force, military force, much more powerful than anything on Earth. And that information is available out there if you look for it. What's interesting is we've seen no pictures, real pictures of them. The only pictures of aliens that ever go floating around out there are the ones of those nasty little grays, which are evil. Some call them Zeta Reticuli. Some of them are have other names. We call them the grays. But those are basically the dark entities. They work with the secret military groups. And they have no interest in being friends with us. And those are the only ones that we've seen any pictures of. All these other races that are coming down, all we see that appears out there on the internet are drawings of what they supposedly look like. And people who have been abducted, they have mentioned insectoids with grasshopper heads or praying mantis type heads. And of course, all the ones that abduct people, they're evil ETs also. But there's ones that look like us, the Pleiadians, but we only see drawings of them. We don't see any real pictures. I don't know what the blackout on is at, why we can't be shown pictures of them. And then there's the Aldebarans, are supposedly basically human-looking, maybe dark-skinned humans, but they're the ones that are going to first be meeting with us, as well as the Pleiadians. And then there's other creatures, supposedly the Sirians from the Sirius star system. But, you know, they have cat features to them, cat heads, lion heads, or something like that. And but we only see drawings of this, you know. I don't get what's the deal. We can't see what they really look like, you know. And then there's all other kinds of unusual beings, some looking more human, or some looking like other things, too. And you probably get a better visual by watching the science fiction movies, because they have all those characters portrayed. But we'd like some real pictures of what they really look like. And maybe we'll get them. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Now, I've said plenty already. There must be one human being with a phone out there that has something to say relevant to all the things I've been talking about already. Call-in number is 888-627-6008. You know, participation in life is important. I mean, hey, it's your opportunity, you know. I know when I used to listen to radio, I used to listen to Coast on the AM dial, I believe it was. And they had military guests and scientists and all kinds of interesting guests and stuff. But it was a call-in show, too. And whenever they said, okay, you can call in now, the lines were always busy, always. I never got through as many times as I tried. But here's a show that you can get through, you know, and get a chance to interact with what I've been talking about. Or if you got something phenomenal to say, like, hey, I have a real picture of an alien from the planet Saturn or something like that, or another galaxy, you know, an Andromeda from another galaxy. I have a real picture of them. Well, we'd like to hear about that, but don't do that unless you actually have the picture. And, of course, pictures are debatable nowadays. It better be a 35-millimeter picture or 16-millimeter film, something like that, where the verified by the negative. Whereas with digital, you can come up with any phony picture and make it look real. And there's no way to prove that it is real because all digital photographs, images, can be altered with no trace that it's been altered. You know, that's one of the ongoing conspiracies, the digital conspiracy. When the government said all TV stations have to put out a digital signal, and of course the real reason was that behind that, when they want to fake anything in the news, they can just alter the picture to their liking. And I'm sure they're doing it whenever they get away with it. And they made it illegal to broadcast an analog thing where you would have to, the pictures would have to be true, or you could be questioned and you would have to prove that those pictures were true. But so that's an ongoing conspiracy. Why isn't anyone, any Democrat or any Republican talking about that? I mean, there's, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, look it up. You can Google it. You can read the first 40 pages for free. And if that doesn't entice you to download the book, what's wrong with you? I mean, I'm saying phenomenal things there. I have pictures that nobody else has pictures of. Hovering spacecraft that don't look like anything you've ever seen before. And any other pictures, it's all real. 35 millimeter film, I've got the negatives to prove it, if any, what's the challenge me on it. And I've got different chapters. One of the chapters is the ongoing conspiracies, and I list 39 of them. Of course, there's more, but some of them I talk about, nobody else talks about. Why aren't they talking about it? Why aren't your fearless Democrat and Republican leaders talking about these things? You know, like, where's all the blood going? Who's keeping track of it? You know, another conspiracy there. Everybody's being kept in the dark on that one, too. You know, I mean, if you have a lust for truth, my book will Connect the Dots Theory will make you smarter in one night. You know, it's only 100 pages of text, but no filler. All important points being made. All pointing out things like the geometry that tell you about situations. You know, the dark side uses geometry all the time, kind of like to put their marker on things. And they use mathematics. They want to show everyone how smart they are. You can learn about those things in my book. Learn about how to get a more realistic viewpoint of the real God. And I have a chapter on that. And then I talk about the negative ETs controlling humanity for you know, 400, 500,000 years ago, it's been going on. And most of the recent information coming out by other people, they talk about from the last Atlantean time, 26,000 years ago, that the real lockdown took place on Earth and more evil entities came in, and then the stories go on and on and on, and the ETs have been here for a long time, and they've been influencing mankind for a long time, in the wrong ways, of course, and we're thought of as cattle, you know, we're just, these evil ETs have been coming to Earth and been using us and abusing us. And then there's the demons who showed up, I guess, with the Luciferian Rebellion. That's like a couple hundred thousand years ago. But, you know, evil demons might have shown up before that, because the Luciferian Rebellion was not the first one in the universe. I think there was two before that. But nobody seems to be correlating this. So you're a Democrat and Republican candidates talking about this, talking about the importance of when they're trying to decipher a situation, we need to conclude that demons are still on this world, invisible demons, and they can use mind control. And never mind the mind control of MK Ultra or CIA or any KGB or any of those other organizations that had the technology to do mechanical mind control. Guaranteed the so-called shooter of assassination shooter of President Trump, he was mind controlled to go out there on that roof and get caught and get killed. And though, as the story goes, I might say last week too, that the real shooter was a marksman from the FBI who hit on a water tower at a faraway distance and purposely just hit Trump in the ear. And for all we know, Trump paid for that, you know, to make him look like a hero. It was definitely government people. We have all the information. The guy slid down off a line on the back of the water tower to the edge of the woods, runs through the woods, and gets in a black limousine with the Department of Agricultural plate sign. I mean, it's a false flag either way, but, you know, Trump could have hired that routine himself, you know, make himself look like a big hero, you know. And, you know, you got to realize, I mean, come on. If they wanted to kill Trump, they could kill him tomorrow. I mean, if they really wanted to. I mean, I don't think they do because he's too popular, you know. And, but they might, somebody might decide to do that because they want to see it, a civil war in America. You know, the elites want to see that. The world controllers do. So anything is possible. But don't you believe anything a Democrat or Republican says. They're all crooks. They're all in on it. And they all just like the demon, slam the door in your face. And the only time they're nice to you is when it's right before an election. Then they try to pretend they're going to do something for you. Aren't you sick of this crap? You know? But if you're not willing to stand up on election day and vote for a decent person, it's not going to change. You waste your vote. The only power you have as an individual in America, you waste your vote on a crooked Democrat or Republican for president. You're just putting another nail in the coffin of the United States of America. And if you have a problem with that, well, you're the one with the problem, but I'm speaking the truth here. And if you don't have the guts to come out and vote for me or even anybody else who's running for president, but I have the best chance because I'm doing it as a writing candidate. If the Green Party or the Libertarians tried to do it, they would get stifled just like Ross Perot did, you know, at the end. But nobody believes a writing candidate can do it. Help me prove them wrong. And like I said, if everybody took the time to listen to what I'm saying, you'd understand I'm the only person to vote for in November. And this is our last chance to take control of our country because the Democrats or Republicans still have control and they have the presidency. It'll never change. It'll be deadlocked until the end of time or until the ETs finally land. And they are going to land. What can I say? These are important things to talk about. Hey, pay attention to what's going on in the Olympics. I wouldn't be surprised to have some more little satanic things cooked up there. Because Dark Side wants to rub it in your face. We still control your world, and we still can make you suffer. And we still control your thinking. Of course, yeah, mainstream media, they're another piece to the puzzle, you know? So that's it. Hey, I'm asking listeners, get in touch with me. Go to BBS Radio, the schedule for Station 1, Saturday, 8 p.m. Name of my show is Connect the Dots. And just click on that, and you can see how to get in touch with me. It also takes you to my 2024 website. And listen to my videos. I talk, you know, this isn't the first time I'm running for president. I've got videos out there where I talk about taking care of everyone. That's it. I'm explaining how it can be done. You know, I'm thinking of that on my own volition. You know, I'm talking about other things. You know, I'm talking about the balance of power, changing it to be common sense. Is there a caller there?
Hi, Tom. Hello? Edison. This is Eva. How are you?
Hi. Hello, Eva. What's on your mind?
Oh, gosh. I know you only have 5 minutes left because your show ends here pretty quick. But I just wanted to get this out to you. That I found the Republic government. I found it. I found the real deal. The one, yes, there's a whole story behind it. Back in 2010, they revived it. It was never abolished. It was abandoned. And it's at, let me give you the address, and then I'll let you go, okay? It's at the Republic United, oh, gosh, I'm such a dummy, Republic United States of America.org. That's what it is. Let me make sure. Yeah, let me make sure.
I got one more time for the listener.
Okay, it would be Republic United States of America. Hold on. Republic United States of America.org. And then it'll open up to the homepage. I'm going to double check that because I'm thinking that I should have. Wait, where is it? I got to make sure I got that right because I hurry up and call.
UnitedStatesofAmerica.org.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss you. Yeah, it's Republic United. Yes. Okay, log in. Okay, it's Republic for the United States of America. I'm a liar. Republic.
Okay.
For
Republic
United,
for the United States of America.org.
Yeah. Republic for the United States of America.org. Yes. But when you get there, you will see that is, it is, there's, yeah, that's the real deal. That's the real one. That is the Republic. That is the one.
Okay, people, you've heard it. What else is on your mind there,
David? I should probably let you go because you're about up. I guess you see that. You're probably looking at the clock, but yeah,
I'm asking you, what else is on your mind? We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. What else is in my mind? Well, there's a video in there that's really, it's very base. I mean, she just hits with a colonel. She's not the one that saved the Republic. She's not the one that revised it. We actually have a president. We have an opportunity, all of us, for each state. We need 30,000 people in each state because that's with what the Northwest Ordinance. That's how we created our first public government. That's how we created it the first time. And so we're doing it the same way because that's the way it's proper. It makes it complete legit. We got to seat all of our seats in our assembly. We got to get people to hold the seats for when we have real elections. And I'm telling you, these next elections are really important, and it's tied in with this particular website. Well, the Republic's involved coming up. Yeah, it's involved.
Well, that sounds good news.
Yeah, it is.
I'll say it one more time.
And that's where you can...
Republic for the United States of America.org. Hey, listeners,
yes,
go there after the show and get involved.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I didn't give you a heads up on Twitter or whatever, but I thought, oh my gosh, it's getting late. I better call. I want him to know.
Okay, but listen, it is time to end the show, but thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Right,
good night,
night,
you guys. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, people, we're getting to the end of the show, and I hope you wrote that down or remember. Republic for the United States of America.org. Important info there. Be responsive to what you just heard. And be responsive to what I said during the show tonight. Okay. We're going to do the countdown, get out of here, and end with my music. Lead Guitar Soul at the end of my song. Are you the party inclined? Are you? And followed by my anthem. I got to beat somebody. Listen to the words. Give me your anthem, too. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, it is clear to the world.